Dreadful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of the August 2014 celestial timings. And there's, of course, a lot that goes on the first week of August because we always have the cross-quarter time. And I did do a separate audio on the August cross-quarter, sometimes called Lunasa or Lammas, depending on which culture you might be looking at, and I'm sure there's other cultural names for this time of year as well. But it does represent the time when the sun is reaching the halfway point between the June solstice and the September equinox. So to get more information about that, be sure to listen to that audio. And as we begin this month, we also have Mars squares Jupiter, and this is a combination that could be amazing and powerful and supportive. Mars in Scorpio at 3, almost 4 degrees Scorpio, Jupiter at almost 4 Leo in square to each other, and yet because of the energies that are here, it will also be exposing the shadow and maybe perhaps more of that coming to light, so it could be challenging. We've already been seeing some of that happening on the world stage. So the highest intention, though, of this is of the sacred masculine aspect of sourcing, connecting to life force source, Scorpio energy, and not needing to have power over others, but really able to connect into that life force directly, and then also tapping into Jupiter, that expansive energy, helping to expand that life force. And so this is a time when taking authentic action, and especially if it's aligned with what we truly desire, is going to have an expansive effect. Now, if we're in a place where we're being hasty, we're not really thinking things through, we're in a reaction, that's also going to be expanded. So really important. And the effect of this is going to be felt for several days before and after the 1st of August. Now, August 2nd is always the feast day of La Negrita. She is the little black statue that was found in Costa Rica, Cartago, Costa Rica. And people from Colombia and all over Central America will pilgrimage to Cartago, Costa Rica, to visit this statue on her feast day. It's quite a big deal, and it's in the cross-quarter time, so just worth paying attention to. The other thing to note about this cross-quarter is that the exact cross-quarter is August 7th, when the sun reaches 15 degrees Scorpio, and within 3 days, we'll have the closest perigee full moon of the year. Powerful, powerful full moon energy, magnified by the fact that we have, not only is it really near the cross quarter, the exact cross quarter, but it is also powerfully magnified by the fact that it is a perigee, and the perigee is within about 20 minutes of the exact full moon. It's the closest perigee of 2014, so it'll be interesting to see what that is magnifying. And it is the Aquarius full moon at 18 Aquarius, so it's just within 3 degrees of the exact cross quarter. And I forgot to mention that when I did the week two audio, so just keep that in mind when you're listening to week two, that's happening just after the exact cross quarter. So also Mercury on August 2nd will be conjunct Jupiter right around 4 degrees Leo. So it's just activating more fully that what we just talked about for August 1st with Mars square Jupiter, still very powerfully in effect there, and Mercury coming along to magnify that. So this is all very powerful this first week of August. And if we think about Mercury, the messenger, and being with Jupiter, is really receiving this expansive download that's coming in from Jupiter and from the heart of not from the heart of the lion, but from the mysteries of the Leo energy of self-love. And part of this, Mercury is not visible, actually. It's with the sun, so is Jupiter. Jupiter doesn't rise to be visible until August 11th, and Mercury is coming up into the evening sky around technically around this time, but probably won't be seen because Jupiter's not actually available to be seen yet until August 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, somewhere in there when Jupiter is rising. So, and plus this is going to be taking place during the day, so we wouldn't be able to see that anyway, because the sun is there with Mercury and Jupiter. Then on August 2nd, we've got the moon passing by the North Node and Spica. And of course, Spica has been powerfully activated over this last year with Vesta and Mars having been there, along with the asteroids Cirrus as well as Vesta. And now we have just the moon coming by, but that's going to continue to amplify the energy that was activated earlier this year around that divine feminine star, this most prominent star of the divine feminine, and really helping with the North Node being there too to anchor a new destiny for conscious equal partnership and for the divine feminine to be an equal partner in the relationship with the divine masculine. So, what will happen later that day, right by the end of the day and early the next day, is the moon will move into Scorpio and catch up to Mars, passing about 2 degrees northeast of Mars in the early morning hours of August 3rd. And so the night of August 2nd, the moon will be approaching Mars. The night after August 3rd, the moon will be past Mars, or the evening of August 3rd, the moon will be past Mars. This is very significant as well, just to pay attention to, because this is the waxing moon in the evening sky, so it'll help you to locate Mars and to tune into that energy that's being activated by Jupiter and Mercury in Leo with the sun. So when the sun is in the sky, you won't see it, but you will see Mars in the sky with the moon. And this is the second passage of the moon over Mars. There will be another one at the end of the month, and so representing the second labor of Mars and in Scorpio. So the part of the task for Mars in Scorpio is to quest for that powerful life force energy in all relationships, how to experience that greater activation of life force. It could be tantric, not necessarily sexual, but aliveness and authentic and amazing. So whatever it is that is helping you to feel more connected to that life force. And if there's relationships in your life that are draining you, then it's time to look at that and perhaps let those go. Also, we'll have the first quarter moon on August 3rd. And that first quarter moon, of course, just past Mars, and you can see the star map in the written version of the timings, with the moon being very close to Zubin el-Janubi, kind of getting ready to pass through those stars of Zubin el-Janubi and Zubin el-Shamali that mark the pans of the scales. And Mars will actually get to that point let me just check that out really quickly, because Mars gets to the cross quarter point, the 15 degree mark, around the 22nd of August. And so we'll be with Zubin el-Janubi at that particular time. Then on August 4th, the moon will occult Saturn, right near the cross quarter degrees. It's at 16, almost 17 degrees Scorpio, but still very near the 15 degree cross quarter mark. And this is going to mark the 8th time that the moon has occulted Saturn this year. There's going to be 3 more after this, 1 at the end of this month. So definitely worth paying attention to. And even though we may not see the exact occultation here, because it's happening in the early morning hours at 3:29 a.m. Pacific time. And Saturn's in the evening sky with the moon. We might not see it. The exact occultation. Well, we definitely won't see it if we're in a place where we're near those time zones. Anyway, but you can check out Saturn and the moon together and still tune in for the download either before or after that exact time. So that's very powerfully happening. And then the moon will move into Sagittarius, go into the head of the Scorpion, and pass by Antares on August 6th. And this is the star that I talk about all the time, but I don't think you can actually talk about it too much. It's good to invoke the intention of this golden gateway or stargate that is connected to the energies of the oracle, but also connected to the energies of the galactic gateway, the ascension point, and where souls ascend and leave this reality. So attuning to this area of the sky is very helpful to know where it is, and just you can check out the star map and then go out and see it for yourself in the evening sky. And then, of course, we'll come to the last day of this first week, August 7th, and that is the exact cross quarter that we've already talked about. And what will be fascinating about this day as well is that the moon will enter Capricorn and cross over the galactic cross, so that in the night, the still fairly first quarter moon, you know, still it's a waxing moon, will be visible just approaching on August 6th, approaching the cross quarter point, and on August 7th will be on that cross quarter point, passing right over it, and then we'll catch up to Pluto the next day. So this is all worth paying attention to. And I did include a star map that shows where the sun is when it reaches 15 degrees of Leo at the cross corner. It's between the constellation of the Crab and the Lion, and you can see it in the star map. And you'll see Jupiter and Venus above, and you'll see Regulus below the sun. And it kind of gives you a sense of, because we can't see that area of the sky. Now we will see Venus in the morning sky, and Jupiter will come to join her. And by August 17th, the two will be together in the morning sky. And that will be a spectacular joining of those two. And they're going to be in their closest approach to, you know, two planets this year, the closest one that will be happening. So that's a little preview of what's coming in 10 days from the end of the first week of August 7th to August 17th, that connection between Venus and Jupiter. And in some ways of looking at the astrological mysteries, this is considered a time that's very beneficial and amazing and supportive. And of course, you know, from the shamanic astrology perspective, what's the intent? Jupiter expands. Venus is at the second gate. She's sixth gate, second chakra. And really connecting into her sexuality, her life force energy, and pleasure is connected to the second chakra, as well as money, finances, abundance, etc. So Jupiter with Venus at this time is fabulous timing. It's like very perfect timing for there to be a great expansion. And only every 12 years can Jupiter be in Leo, and only every 8 years can Venus be in this part of her cycle at this time of year. She will go through the cycle every year and a half, every 18 months or so, but only every 8 years will she be at the second gate at this time of year. So this is a very rare conjunction of Jupiter and Venus coming together in the second chakra, locate, you know, when Venus is in that place of releasing all the blocks that are there that prevent her from feeling more of her sexuality, her life force, her pleasure, and the abundance that's there to support her, and the beauty that's there to support her as well. So Jupiter's going to be a great assistance with that process, and it's a great way to just keep tuned into and think about as we go through this month of August 2014.